Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earl, and this week on the internet I was followed on Twitter by another Josh Earl. Ooh. The Preston North End footballer Josh Earl, who I talk about a fair bit in this podcast. So listeners, stop snitching on me if you've told him that I talk about him. He just got sent off with a red card last match. He's going to fly to Australia and kick my head in. Anyway, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, what I do, I get four very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest is a comedian and broadcaster who shares her name with the owner of Baby Zone and Beyond in New York City. Can you please welcome us, Geraldine Hickey?
Thank you. Thank you. It's the Baby Masseuse.
Baby Masseuse?
It's the same.
Oh, cool.
I think so.
Baby Masseuse, everyone can speak. Don't worry about not speaking. Yeah. I just saw someone hesitate. Baby Masseuse, that was a sketch on Mr. Show. They said, how dumb would it be? This was in 1992, if we offered Baby Masseuse or baby massages, and now people are actually doing it.
She does it. Geraldine Hickey does it. She's probably the number one out there in the world.
I know that they've got very thin skulls.
It's true. Yeah.
So it'd be very difficult.
The masseuse or the...
Geraldine Hickey,
the masseuse.
It'd be very difficult to give them any kind of satisfying head massage without causing sort of brain hemorrhaging.
Finger going in
I reckon it might be all right. A bit like Play-Doh.
In the fontanelle. Also, I like that it's called Baby Zone and Beyond, which makes me think if it comes to Australia, it's now called Baby Zone and Table.
Oh. Yeah.
Thanks.
Not as big a franchise here, is it?
No.
Yeah.
We got it, though. That was good. Yeah. Thanks.
Our next guest is a Welsh comedian who shares his name with an expedition training company and a South African project manager for a bank. Can you please welcome to the podcast, it's Lloyd Langford. Yay!
I'm actually annoyed about that expedition company because I was a professional comedian before they decided to name their expedition company Lloyd Langford Expedition Company.
Oh.
Do you think they stole it off you? Is that...
You would do a cursory Google before setting up a business, I think.
Maybe an homage.
And they thought you weren't... They thought they could overrun you. That's what they thought.
They could be, yes.
You know. They'll get the top Google ranking over you easy.
I think, but also I looked into it, and it's not someone's name, Lloyd Langford. It's two people. It's two people. One's name is Lloyd, and I don't know where the Langford comes from, but it's not Lloyd. It's not one person called Lloyd Langford doing it.
I mean, it's bizarre.
Yeah,
it's bizarre.
Especially from someone who isn't really known for his passion for outdoor pursuits. It annoys me to be associated with these happy exercises.
Also joining us is a comedian and a podcaster who Junkie named her podcast the best Australian podcast of 2018.
Whoa.
I would hate to be number two on that list. That would have been annoying to be number two. Can you please welcome from the Batch Bitch podcast and why you like this on ABC, please welcome Naomi Higgins.
Thank you so much.
See, everyone keeps saying that, but I think that she was just naming them and she just numbered them, but they weren't ranked.
No, I was number two. I want it to be ranked.
Okay, then it's ranked.
I didn't see them as being ranked at all. I just thought they were a bunch of... I read the article and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Being the first one that they mentioned, but I saw it as just a list of good podcasts to listen to.
Oh, so thanks. Did I. But that girl has tagged me on her Instagram and she said it was the best podcast of 2018.
Okay.
So I let it slide.
We can't deny.
I let it slide.
Did you say Junkie or a Junkie?
Sometimes I read their articles and I'm not sure. So, and finally, is a comedian who shares his name with a plumber in Tasmania.
No shit.
And the owner, no, plenty of shit. And the owner of Mr. Quick Pick in Kansas City. It's Oliver Clark.
Mr. Quick Pick. Oh, Oh my God! And also Oliver Clark's shoes in New York.
I think we've said that one before. So I try and get new ones every time.
All right, good, good.
Yeah.
It's been that long since I've done it.
Oh, you were only on last year.
Oh, really?
Sometime, I think so.
Yeah. Very forgettable. I'm kidding.
All right, our first game tonight is called Social Me Media. Well, I'll read out status updates by the four of you, although Lloyd is not on Twitter.
And I don't do it that much either.
You're in here, though. I found some.
Great.
So instead of Lloyd, I'm included.
Okay.
So if you think you know who wrote the tweet, say your name. That's your buzzer.
Okay.
Buzz in. Say who you think wrote it. You get a point if you're right. If you get it wrong, the person who actually wrote the tweet, they get the point. So you don't lose points, so don't worry about buzzing in.
Whoa.
You can't buzz in for your own ones. Poker face is on. Here we go. If you were to say to me, are you eating half a wheel of smoked cheese topless? I could only reply, you bet your sweet tits I am.
Oliver.
Jezza.
Yes, Oliver was in first, yes.
I'd say it's Jez.
No, Oliver, that was you, Oliver.
I do not remember tweeting that.
That was in 2014.
Right, that's why. Yeah, I love that you're just going back that far and you have to go back that far.
I love that you went straight to me, even though it was really obvious that Oliver had said his name first, and I should have taken that as a clue that he had fucked up.
Yeah, I did look straight at Jez going, can I edit out Ollie saying that so someone gets a point?
Because he wanted to,
I wanted someone to get a point.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm sorry.
That's all right. What kind of cheese?
That was a good tweet, though.
Smoked cheese.
Why aren't I doing stuff like that now?
Because a lot of your tweets were you photoshopping yourself into,
into
famous bits in history.
Yeah. So I was just on sharing from Instagram, really, not a tweet as such.
See, this is what you could be doing. You could be doing this, Lloyd. You could be talking about smoked cheese on the internet.
Smoked cheese?
I mean, smoked cheese is just it's such a pungent flavour. Like, I couldn't manage more than a few slices.
Really? No, yeah. I could do that whole wheel if I really wanted to.
That's fucked up.
Do you ever do the, eat lots of cheese just to see what kind of dreams you'll have?
No.
I do.
I'm off the cheese and the dairy these days anyway, Jez. Oh. But
dreams? Apparently eating lots of cheese gives you fucked up dreams.
Cheese dreams.
Do you do it?
Yeah, but it doesn't work. But I have a proper go at it. Every now and again.
You need to amp it up, like, do eat the cheese and then, like, snort a line of Parmesan as well.
Yeah.
That could work. Might hurt my nose, though.
Question two. Put treats in my back pocket, so now all the dogs at the park sniff my butt.
Jezza.
Yes, Jezza.
Naomi Higgins.
You are correct, yes.
There's one of the
point
two.
There. Well, the fact that Naomi bought her dog into the... podcast studio. I think there's going to be Naomi.
I'm a dog girl.
Dog girl.
Sue me.
It's good.
Do you know what my dog's name is? I've got two dogs.
I know one.
Yeah.
One's Lloyd.
One's Lloyd.
The other's amazing. Langford.
Correct.
The other is Langford Expedition.
It's a very regal name, Lloyd Langford.
I love the name.
I imagine
Lloyd.
You should be in a massive mansion with a cravat and a robe.
I wish.
Yeah. Lloyd Langford.
Question three, if you want to do a U-turn and someone is letting you in, but there's a stream of traffic going the other way, then you need to suck it up, dick face, and go around the block.
Naomi.
Yes, Naomi.
Josh.
No, that was Geraldine Hickey, a point there for Jez.
You bad
Pisses
bitch.
Me off.
Do you lose a point now?
Is no, that... Jez got a point.
Oh, got a point.
Okay. That's I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
Do you drive, Naomi?
Yeah. Drove here.
Everyone here. Sorry to everyone in the room drives?
No, I don't drive.
You don't drive? No. One of those At comics all, who doesn't ever? Drive.
I'll go on like the bumper cars.
That's fun.
Is it a fear or you just live in a place where you don't need to drive?
Well, you don't need to drive in London.
Yeah.
And the people that do drive in London are invariably, can I say cunts?
Yeah. You can say you're in Australia. You can say it.
But also, I have crashed numerous things.
Yeah.
Including a quad bike
and
a jet ski and a camel. And so I'm scared to learn.
I'm sure the camel is too.
The camel crash was mainly the camel's fault, obviously.
Yeah.
But I didn't have sufficient authority.
Sorry, but what did the camel do?
Didn't indicate. And,
The camel decided it wanted to have sex with another camel.
Oh. That sounds like your fault.
Did you just hold on?
I held on.
What a ride.
I held on until I was getting perilously close to being involved in a threesome.
Oh, boy.
And then I threw myself off.
No.
You didn't want.
Yeah, no, don't get your cards off since then.
All right, next question. Deepest level of hell, you're the only one watching your friend's Instagram live feed, so you can't leave.
Lloyd.
Yes, Lloyd.
Josh.
No, that was Naomi. Point there for Naomi.
Happened to me.
Happened, yeah, it's
horrible. And he was really drunk as well, and he's like, Naomi, what are you doing? And I was like, just about to go to bed, and I was like, hey, man, where are you? You're at a bar? Cool. Oh, half God. An hour of that.
Oh, just yuck. Doing it from a bar as well.
Right, and they were so drunk, and I'd already done my skincare routine. It was awful.
Question 5. You know you've bought a quality pair of shoes when they come with a free shoehorn. Free horn.
Jezza.
Yes, Jezza.
Oliver Clark.
Yes, it was Oliver Clark.
I remember that one. Free horn. what year was that one?
I don't have the year with me. It was around the same time.
Around the same time.
That was posted on MySpace.
Yes. Yeah.
Where'd you get the free horn from?
Yeah, where was that?
Was it the place over in... Oh, where is it? There's one over near Malvern or something like that. With the guy tailors them for you.
Oh, perfectly. Yeah, Rocco's Boots.
Yeah.
Maybe it was that. But I think I only got his boots in the last couple of years, yeah. So maybe not. But free horn.
Little shout out.
I don't know who uses a shoehorn these days. I don't think anyone does.
Old people who can't bend down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was good. Losers.
Question 6. I'm staying at my partner's parents' house, and I've just realised something. They have a lounge that you can't lounge on. Wooden arms, only a 2-seater. You can't actually lie on it. This explains so much about them.
Oliver.
I heard Oliver first.
Josh.
Yeah, you're correct. Yes, point there for Oliver.
I was going to say Jezza, but then she buzzed in.
But it does. Like my parents, their couch, they're lying on it all the time. There's comfy arms on it. My wife's parents, no, wouldn't. You can't lie down, which they're go-getters. They don't lounge.
Yeah.
They don't laze.
Yeah, right.
No offence, but they sound awful.
I bought a couch last year, and I spent a lot of time basically if it needed to be longer than me.
Yep.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I went to Lounge Lovers.
Oh.
It was an amazing shop. Quite an experience, but I was doing the same thing, just lying down on the couches just to make sure I could sleep on it and
then,
lounge.
Yeah, I worked out how tall I was, and then I just looked at the measurements.
Oh, you didn't go online, or did you buy it online?
No. We went and sat on a few and then, found one and made sure it was long enough first, and then I knew to look at it properly.
You know what the worst thing is?
Beautiful couch.
Where'd you get yours from?
In QV somewhere, like Domain or something like
Domain.
That.
Domain, right. Mm. Never been there. But how long do you have to wait?
Oh, mate, ages. Like
right, this is the thing. Yeah, yeah. You go, I'll have a couch. You go, great, I'm going to have a new couch in a week.
Yeah.
2 months later.
Yeah.
It's like, that's too long.
That's like beds too.
Really?
Oh, beds take so long. We bought a king-size bed.
Yeah.
And king-size?
Yeah.
Whoa. Hey, I've got a king-size too. It's just me, isn't it?
I have a king-size.
Yes. Do you?
And I need it.
Well, listeners don't know, Naomi and I, we're very big people. Like, we really need all that room.
Yeah, I get it. But Lloyd, what have you got?
Bugs.
I live in London, so like I haven't got space for a king-size.
Yeah. A little crib.
I don't know if it's a double or a queen.
When was the last time you bought sheets and what size were they?
They're either too tight or too baggy, aren't they?
So you're like, maybe you're a king double or something like that, like in between a double and a twin.
Do your feet hang off the end?
I've specifically bought a bed that doesn't have, what's the opposite of a headboard? A footboard. It doesn't have a.
Okay, so you just got it.
It's like an infinity pool, but for a bed.
Yep.
Right. So you got a base.
Yeah, I think it's.
There's no foot of the bed, though.
Yes.
There's no. Yeah, you can just dangle off the end.
Off the end.
Do you dangle off the end?
Frequently. And also, when I bought the bed frame, they told me that I need to rub beeswax into the wood every 6 months.
Who was doing that?
And do you do that?
I did it the first time.
Yeah.
And then 6 months later, I was like, my bed's waxy enough.
See, when we bought the king size mattress, we were told you got to flip it every 3 months. Yeah. And not only just flip it, but you also got to flip it and then rotate it as well. And you do that like it's a Rubik's Cube kind of thing.
But does it have like a pillow top? Because if it does, you can't flip.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. Just, okay. No.
See, mine does, so I just rotate, but it doesn't do anything. Like, I've got two positions then. I got that way or that way.
Yeah, it's a good.
But the couch I bought, they're like, do you want to pay $500 for protection? I was like, all right. And so what that entailed was them sending a can of Scotch Guard. That was my. They go, just. And I had to spray it on myself. And then that covers me for like stains and stuff. For
life. That means if there's a stain on it, then you can call. Or if your dog scratches it, then you can call them and they'll come and repair it. That's why we got it.
Right, that's what it is, right?
Not for your dog scratches, surely. No.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Because my cat's pulling at that thing.
Yeah, yeah, call them up. They'll come and fix it up.
This is amazing content.
Also, on the subject of beds, one point when I was with my ex-partner, we had two queens next to each other on the floor.
Yes, queen. That's
yes.
Maybe that's why.
One house, two queens.
As for the mattress.
Next question. Imagine falling in love with someone, then finding out they're one of those people that write, I'm stealing this under memes.
Jezza.
Yes, Jezza.
Naomi.
You are correct. Yes, another point there for Jez.
Mm-hmm. No, no memes.
You really get in the generational divide here.
Yeah.
Some people like to talk about their mattresses. You like to talk about memes. All right, next question. Fuck, I love Friday. My beer has an aftertaste of spew, but I'm out and about getting amongst it.
Lloyd.
Yes, Lloyd.
Oliver.
No, it was Geraldine. Another point there for Jess.
So good. I was having the best night that night.
Was the aftertaste because you'd vomited or the beer just tasted like
no,
vomit?
The beer, you know, I don't reckon they cleaned out the glass properly.
Oh.
You know when they don't flush
it was
the
gross, but I was so hammered that I didn't get it.
Wow.
I'm like, you know when you're drinking, like, or maybe someone who had handled it had spewed on their hands or something, but it was like every time I'd take a sip, I'm like, I'm smelling spew.
Oh, that's gross.
But I was having the best time.
You're beaming about it now.
Yeah, it was great.
Wow.
You know, it was good to be out and about, you know?
Yeah. I woke up the other morning after a pretty big night and walked out the front door and I found spew just all over my front doorstep. I'm like, did I? Was it me? And I was like, I go, who else would it be? Like, I don't remember doing it. And then I kind of went, well, I better look at the ingredients and had a look down. I was like, sure enough, that was my dinner. Oh. I was like, that is disgusting. And I would have caught an Uber and I would have just made it out of that Uber.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe you ate spew for dinner. Yeah. Next question. I like showers as much as the next person, but bath time is pretty great.
Jezza.
Yes, Jezza.
Ollie.
You are correct, yes.
I vaguely remembered that one. Bath time is great.
I think you kind of help because...
I read them like Oliver, yeah. Yeah. I've got to stop.
Hey. Bada bing, bada boom.
Do you have a bath, Lloyd?
I don't. I can't get on board with the notion of having a bath.
Like people from the UK love baths.
I have one in my house.
But you just don't like
it. I've never used it. Because it takes a long time. And then the idea of just sort of marinating in your own scum.
Yep.
That is gross. Yeah, it is. But
no, I'm not covered in scum, personally.
Our last question for the round. Guy on my flight just got on with a drone and a ukulele. Hopefully we're not delayed by the fact that every woman on this flight is now having sex with him.
Oliver.
Yes, Oliver.
Cheers.
No, that was me.
Ah!
That was me. I got a point. Yeah, had it. A ukulele and a drone. That was his carry-on luggage.
Wow.
Oh yeah. God.
How far?
Pretty cool.
How far, like how much of his neck was covered by a beard?
No, he was pretty clean shape. He had a top bun.
Oh, he was that guy.
Makes a lot more sense.
Imagine being a drone as well and then being taken on a plane. I mean, that's a real kick in the teeth.
Where were you going?
I was going to Perth.
Okay.
Yeah. From Melbourne to Perth.
He's probably like doing a video clip of just playing his ukulele, droning himself.
Oh. On the beach.
With his man bun.
I'd love a
on the beach,
drone.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Well, they're pretty accessible.
Yeah. Oh, I'll get one.
Get one. At the end of the round, the scores are Lloyd, 0 points. You're off the mark there, Lloyd.
Oh.
It's all right.
Wait, well, so did you get that point?
I know.
But he could have guessed. He did guess.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on 1 point. Okay. Naomi also on 1 point. Oliver on 1 point. But in the lead on 6 points, it's Gerald and Hickey.
I feel good.
Don't worry. You can get some points back.
I feel much better that everyone else is on 1 point.
Yeah.
My 0 point doesn't feel too bad.
No, you can catch up.
Yeah. You get punished for not tweeting.
Yes.
This round is called Yeah Book. Now, in this round, we go back to our school days and talk about an event that has stayed with us. And today, we're talking about a young Naomi Higgins, who while at school experienced some bullying. But what did Naomi do to get revenge? Was it A, Naomi got a stick of lip balm and rubbed it all along the school toilet seats and then slipped the lip balm into the girl's school bag, knowing that one day, maybe not straight away, this girl would use it? Was it B, just before the term holidays, Naomi, after school finished, slid a whole packet of ham into this girl's locker. So when they came back from holidays, her locker stunk of rancid ham.
Yes.
Or was it C, she stabbed this girl in the head with a pencil?
Whoa.
Now, one of these is right. You can ask Naomi as many questions as you want.
How far did the pencil go in?
Not very far. She bled, but it didn't like...
Like, did it stick?
No, it didn't stick.
Which part of her body did you thrust
in the head? But where on the head?
Just like top of the scalp, right, like right top of the head. That. Yeah.
How much did it bleed?
A little bit.
Okay.
Right. How much did the ham cost?
I don't know. It was just one of those plastic ones that comes in the, you know, and then you peel it off.
The Primo. The
Primo.
Oh, like the sandwich.
I didn't understand the deli
sandwich
back then.
Yeah.
The sandwich ham.
Yeah. Weird.
I would have thought
they're very difficult to open anyway.
I love that you...
Can't be true.
Yeah. You keep the same locker though every
year? Well, no.
For the year. Each year level, you get a different one, and then you move up a year level, you get a better locker.
Yeah. But,
If it's all right, can we talk about what she did to you? Or was it a she? What was the bullying? What did the bullying involve?
I can't remember exactly what it was, but she was just being a bitch. And, like, I was definitely, like, the little – I had friends, but I was, like, the runt. So they'd be like, ha-ha, Naomi, let's put you in a fucking bin. Like, they just did that stuff to me all the time.
Did they put you in a bin?
Mm.
At one point, yeah. I remember we had a Japanese exchange student and she was, like her English was, like, pretty good, but she didn't know how to be subtle. And she was just like, oh, you get bullied. And I was like, nah, it's all fun. She's like, bullying.
I got put in the bin as well. I was always the smallest. And I got put in the bin. But it was around the time of these ads about Clean Up Australia and Ernie Dingo came out of the bin. Do you remember these ads?
Yeah. Vaguely.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so it was called dingoing at our school.
Oh,
and so you
no.
put in the, yeah. Oh, and then, that like, and people would, it was the wheelie bins, and so people would put stuff on top so you couldn't get out straight away.
Oh. That is brutal. Yeah, that's real boring.
Yeah.
That's
it's very dark in there, isn't it?
And it's lonely. Sorry. I was alone with my thoughts.
You're like triggering him. How'd it feel?
What was the first one again?
Yeah,
the
chapstick.
Lip, the chapstick.
Oh, yes.
How many toilet seats could you do with a chapstick?
Three. It was only like, it was the year 8, 9 toilets. And there were only 3 cubicles.
Yeah.
So I did all
And
of
you
that.
Just went and put it on all the seats. What did it, if you needed to go to the toilet, would you get lip balm on your bum and upper thighs?
Yeah, I suppose so.
So you did it on all 3 toilets. Wouldn't that wear down the balm?
No. I mean, you were on your lips
left.
A lot.
Like, you know, she wouldn't have been pressing too hard, I guess.
Just a light touch.
Yeah, were you pressing it was quite hard? Fast. No, I wasn't pressing that hard.
Oh, you weren't going all the way around the toilet the seat.
Yeah, I was rushing.
Just
because I wanted to put it back before
germs.
She noticed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it her lip balm to begin with?
Yeah.
You stole it out of her bag and
layer.
Then you...
Yeah, it was lunchtime and it was sitting like near her bag.
Ooh, that's brave.
I mean, the...
Okay, and let's go... Sorry.
I was going to say the decrease in order of deviousness.
Mm.
So there's the lip balm on the seats, then there's the ham in the locker, then there's just out-and-out violence.
And so the ham, did you take the slices of ham out of the packaging and put it in a locker?
Yep, through the vent.
Yep.
Just posting them. Just...
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the result of you stabbing her in the head? What punishment did you get? Because she would have screamed, I'm imagining.
She just kind of sat there, like, holding her head because it was in class.
Right.
And the teacher just sort of laughed it off and didn't do anything.
Okay. And I think it's the ham.
So you're going to lock in B, ham.
I'm locking in B.
I'm going to go for the... the chopstick on the seat.
A,
I'm going
Lloyd.
For the head.
You're going
I'm
C.
Going for the, yeah, the violence.
One of you are right. And the correct answer is C, pencil in the head.
Yes!
1 point there for Oliver, 2 points for Naomi.
Just wanted it to be the head.
I can imagine you just like losing it. That's it!
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, it was 4 minutes after she said whatever she said as well.
Oh, even better.
Like, I was just stewing, and I think I really meant to, like, throw it at her head, but I made contact with her head before I let go of the pencil, and so I just stabbed her.
You know, I was reading in I saw something on, like, because I think I have one somewhere, I think it's on my leg, where heaps of people have been stabbed with pencils, and it's broken off, and you end up with, like, a tattoo.
Oh, a little bit of
graphite tattoo.
Like,
it's a big thing. Yeah, so a lot of people have them in the hand because you sort of do that. People have them in the back a lot, apparently.
Wow. My stepdad used to work in a detention center, and he said the most dangerous weapon was a pencil because you stab them in the gut, snap it off, and they won't say anything because then they'll get in trouble for being a snitch. And so you just wait until, like, days later they just fall over because they can't walk anymore.
So it really is mightier than the sword. That's good.
So they break it off in the body.
Yeah, stab. Just snap it, and then, they have to just be like, I'm fine.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's no
so
good.
So it could have been worse, okay?
Yeah.
So, get over
but
it.
But the head, though, like, it's the most lethal bit.
Yeah.
Did you ever think about putting pencils up your nose?
No. I used to hear stories.
An exam time?
Oh, yeah. Bang them on the table.
Yeah, yeah.
like Joker style.
In my primary school, there was a boy who was walking and he was carrying, like, a tray of paintbrushes, and he fell over and everyone laughed. And then he stood up again, and he had a paintbrush through his hand.
Oh, my God.
And he kind of didn't realise. And so everyone just started, like, freaking out, and he just started trying to pick up the other.
Oh, no.
He started trying to pick up the other paintbrushes, and it went all the way through.
And it would have just gotten in the way.
Yeah. So clumsy. Yeah.
So at the end of the round, the scores are Lloyd still on 0 points, Oliver on 2 points, Naomi on 3 points, but still in the lead on 6 points. It's Gerald and Hickey. Yeah.
Did I only get 1 point for that?
You only got one.
Sorry.
Because Naomi got their points.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, so this is a bonus Patreon round. So only for the Patreon subscribers. Hey everyone, just me stopping the pod there while they do their Patreon bonus bit. So if you're a Patreon subscriber, you'll hear that very, very soon in the monthly Patreon bonus episode. Just a quick note to let you know of all the shows that I'm doing around. If you're in Brisbane, come along to Heya Bar March 16 at 3 o'clock. You'll see the podcast followed by the world premiere of Josh Earle Talks. Tickets for that are at joshearle.com.au/gigs. Tickets are $25. You'll see two shows. You'll see four amazing guests who are all doing shows in the Brisbane Comedy Festival. So that'll be awesome. And then if you're in Melbourne, this is the big show. So Josh Earle Talks every night of the festival apart from Mondays at the Vic Hotel, 8:15, 7:15 Sundays. Head over to joshearle.com.au/gigs for all the tickets. If you go before Saturday, there is a 2-for-1 on the Wednesday, April 10 show. So you go through the Comedy Festival website, they're 2-for-1. I've linked it to all my socials. You'll get 2-for-1 tickets to the Wednesday, the 10th of April show. Also, all the other tickets are on sale as well. And I think that's all I need to say about Josh Earle Talks. It's going to be great. Please come. Please come. And the other one is the podcast in the festival. So that's Sundays, 3 p.m. at the European Beer Cafe. Tickets, same place, joshearle.com.au/gigs. Amazing guests, always fun. This year it's going to be fun because I think we're the only show there, so we can stretch our legs a bit, which will be really, really cool, so we don't have to worry about people going off to their actual shows. And, yeah, the Comedy Festival ones are always really, really great, so I'd love to see everyone who lives in Melbourne come along to at least one of them. So tickets are $20 for one, or you can get a season pass, which gets you into all four of them for $60. That is all I need to say. If you want to be a Patreon subscriber, every week I put up some writing. It's being really fun. I like sitting down and doing some extra writing. And, yeah, so you can get that. Whatever you donate, you can get a look at that. So there's already three up there. There'll be fourth on Friday. And if you donate $10 or more a month, you get a bonus episode. So head over to patreon.com/dykwia. Let's go back to their episode. Right, now we're back into the podcast proper. So no references to that round because okay, it won't make sense. Right. But we'll keep that bit in. So.
We can buzz out me getting your last name wrong. So sorry.
When you said it, I was like, I don't think so.
Everyone just smiled at me.
But then, yeah.
All right, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. So in this round, you were each given a fact about another person on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you say nah. A point if you get it correctly. A point to the person the fact is about if you're incorrect. So to Naomi, when Lloyd was a boy, he and his friend invented a new game combining football, soccer, and kung fu called kick. The object was to jump off a wall and kick a ball. And on Lloyd's first attempt, he broke his arm. Yeah or nah? You can ask him as questions? Many questions. Everyone can ask him questions.
Which
but you...
arm did you break?
I think it was my right arm.
You think?
Yes.
It was did like 25. You just 25... point to your left arm?
It was 25 years
you
ago.
You just pointed to your left arm. Do you have any scars from it?
No, I'm scarless. It wasn't like a compound fracture.
Oh, okay.
You know, that's when
how
the
did you break your arm?
Out. I had to like, he had like a little cliff in his garden and I had to jump.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Off the cliff and kick a football into a goal, and I kind of had to turn in midair to kick the football, and then I landed on my arm.
Wait, so which sports was it a combination of again?
Like football, so soccer, I guess you guys would call it, and the ancient art of kung fu.
It's very respectable. Anyway, how old again?
It was the first day of the school holidays. I was 10 years old.
Okay.
Nearly 11 because the school holidays happen in August in the United Kingdom because, you know, we're on a different end of the world.
Yeah. Different end.
So how long is your arm in a cast for if you break your arm?
It was the whole duration of the school holidays. So 6 weeks.
Not school. It was off before school?
It was the first day of the holiday.
So
you want to sign your plaster?
Yes. And I got to have luminous neon tape on my plaster.
Ooh, that's a good little...
It's good detail. Okay. Good world detail. Building. Uh-huh. I'm going to say yeah.
You are correct. Yes, it was. Yes. Yeah, point there for Naomi. Yep.
You got us with the flu rope.
Yeah.
So what was it, kung football? Is that what you called
it? Kick.
Kick.
Oh, God. Kung football is actually good.
No, kick. That makes sense, but
I didn't
doesn't
have,
really incorporate the kick.
I didn't have the vocabulary of an artist.
Didn't know about the portmanteau then. Yeah. So first day of holiday, so your whole holiday, school holiday, summer holidays, just can't go swimming.
And I couldn't go in the sea or anything. It was an absolute nightmare.
Worst.
And used to have a...
What about a bath, though?
A knit, like out of the bath.
He doesn't like them.
And have a...
No, it's weird.
A needle, a knitting needle to...
Oh, just scratch it. I've done that.
And then after it, did it really stink when you took it off?
That's gross. Imagine the mold.
My brother broke his arm and that's when he took it off. It was like him just sniffing. Like, oh, it stinks. Oh, just sniffing.
And then your arm's all skinny as well.
Yeah,
when
skinny
you get
and
it
pale.
Mm.
And my friend Gareth Harris, his brother, told me that because you have to carry the cast around for 6 weeks, when you... take off the cast, your arm will shoot up in the air.
That's
which
bullshit.
I believed.
Okay, so to Lloyd, years ago in Oliver's shows, he would do a bit where he would recreate Elvis's comeback special and ask for people to come up on stage and kiss him. One fan would often come to his shows with her dog and took her dog up for a kiss. After doing this at about 5 different shows, Oliver had to ask her to stop doing this because even though it was funny, he didn't want to have to kiss a dog. She has now stopped coming to his shows altogether. Whoa. Yeah or nah?
Okay, so were you dressed accurately in the period? Like, were you wearing the comeback special?
No. I was wearing what I normally wear, which is a blue suit.
Okay.
So I was just recreating that scene, essentially.
Okay, what were you singing?
It was Love Me Tender, that's right.
Right.
Yeah.
And then...
So I had a guitar on as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then what breed of dog?
I think it was a little... I don't know dogs that well, but it was only a small little one with a pointy snout.
And did she...
Was it a good kisser?
Did she hold it up to you like as a...
Yeah, she had to because, you know...
You didn't have to get down on your knees
or
anything. The
dog didn't jump up, no. No. She was more than happy for the attention. She wanted the attention.
The dog?
Well, no, the woman who owned the dog wanted the attention.
Okay.
That's was the dog into it?
Yeah, friendly dog. I didn't really want to go the mouth, but sort of the woman just insisted, kept pushing it in my face.
And it would like lick your face?
Yeah, but you know, because you want to milk the joke, so you kind of try and go in for the make out with a dog. It's technically bestiality. But...
So were you kissing people? Was that the aim?
Yeah, the aim was people.
So you just kiss people every night?
Yeah.
Did you kiss her?
Jez has been up one night.
Yeah,
Have you guys made out?
Yeah, a couple of times.
Oh my god!
Yeah, that's Hi-Fi Bar too. That gig. Yeah, and maybe another time as well.
I think there were times when I was there, and I would notice that someone that you probably didn't want to have come out, and I'd go, "Oh, hello," and I'd run ahead and get in there before. Yeah.
Was the dog
that is
the
so
worst?
Nice.
The dog was the worst. Yeah,
but like, you said that it happened like 4 or 5 times.
Yeah, because she kept coming back just to watch the show. When I did the bit, she'd fucking always bring the dog.
But you only told her to put a stop to it after 5 times.
Well,
you were like, I'm going to see how this pans out.
But I don't always see her in the crowd before I start the gig, so I was like, oh fuck, she's here again. Also,
was it like an open invitation for people to come up?
Yeah. But she was always just the first.
Maybe if you explain how the bit went.
Okay, yeah. So the bit goes, I'm going to recreate the scene from Elvis, That's the Way It Is, where he jumps into the crowd, kisses everyone in the crowd, then gets back on stage. But obviously I've got the mic and guitar up here, so I'm going to have to ask the ladies to come to me. So I just start singing Love Me Tender and just look at people, you know, suggestively. Yeah.
I think you used to put on a bit of lip balm.
Oh, I did put on the lip balm first. That's right, just to get the lips moist. And then... and then it would go from there. And then I'd say, you know, when women don't come up, gentlemen are welcome at this point, you know. So just keep going.
That's
like
funny.
That. Yeah. It's a little joke I put in there.
I'm so sorry you had to do your shtick on here.
Yeah, imagine if that was it. I just want to make out with people.
See, like, I think the story is true, but I don't know if you would kiss a dog 5 times.
But you're on, you know, you want to milk a laugh if the crowd's getting on board.
Have you seen his bit about the sandwich?
I'm going to go, I think it's true.
It was, not true. Point there for Oliver. No, you were right. Yeah. He didn't kiss the dog.
No. The other bit is true. I just never kissed a dog. Yeah. But I was drawing.
But would you kiss a dog for the laughs?
Yeah, once.
Once.
Sure, go for it.
Yep.
Okay,
Point there for Oliver. So to Oliver. Now, Geraldine recently returned to Newcastle to once again swim with sharks and stingrays. When she got there, one of the largest stingrays came right up to Jez and gave her a hug. The woman giving the tour told Geraldine, "It must remember you because you have an amazing aura." And even though Jez thought it was bullshit, it made her feel amazing. Yeah,
really
or no.
Did.
How did it feel having that hug?
Oh man, it's this weird thing because they have this big stingray. There's like a smaller thing with the smaller ones in there, and you go on the bigger one, and then there's like bigger like manta rays and stuff in there. But there was like a big one that comes up, and they just kind of come up and kind of wrap themselves around your leg
with their flange.
It's like
a pacifier, and that bit that goes over there is the flange of the dummy, you know? So I'm just saying that's.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But.
Yes. So it's not like completely all the way around.
Right.
But just
it's
kind
just
of
the leg.
There. Yeah, because I'm only in up to my waist anyway, so it can only go around the leg.
Where
anyway.
Does its tail, the stinger, sit?
Or do you know what? The barbs have already been taken out anyway, but up the back.
Okay. So just. Okay, right. And who was the woman again? That was the owner of the place, or
no? So you go. It's the Irukandji Shark and Ray experience.
We've talked about it on the podcast before. Jez and I went there once together with Tom Cashman and Susie Ruffle.
Yeah,
had a great time
on Roadshow. I made them go. And when I want to go, so we all went and we had a great time.
That's great. Oh. It sounds like something you would do for sure.
Yeah, that's why I went.
You'd get
back.
Very excited about it. But what was the concert? Shark and Ray experience?
Yeah, Shark and Ray Encounters.
Encounters. Yeah. Right.
Okay. And the woman that was, because they have like people that take you around and tell you all about it, and she was very much into talking about how sharks and rays can read our auras.
That's a very weird mix of like scientific animal.
I know, that's why I loved it.
Yeah.
See, the time I went there, they were like, these are such intelligent animals that they know more than we do. And I was like, that's not true. And then he was like, no, they know 50 words. I'm like, I know way more than 50 words. Like, this is, yeah.
God. Look, I'm just going to go. I reckon it's true.
You are incorrect. Ah! It's not true. They didn't hug and say they remember you. That's, yeah. No. But you did
I'm
go back.
Sorry that I did didn't go happen back. To you.
But it's totally okay because the shark totally did come up and hug me. So, yeah.
Which, what, the big ones?
Not the big, because remember we weren't allowed to go near them. But they, one of the smaller ones.
Yeah.
That, and you know, as you said, oh, they come up and hug me all the time, and this one kept on coming up and doing it to me. It was the best.
Oh, my God.
It remembered my aura.
It remembered your aura.
So it did happen. It's just one minor fact was changed.
Yeah. That's rigged. All right.
But you didn't know that originally, did you?
I didn't know that.
Didn't
story.
Know the show.
Oh, that's amazing.
That. Wow.
I can sense her aura.
You can.
We're at one. I am you and me. All right, so point there for Jez. Now, to Jez. Now, Naomi once had surgery where she had to be under anaesthetic. Mm-hmm. When she woke up still groggy, she just started doing her material and put on a show for the nurses who really enjoyed it. Yeah or nah?
Oh, what was the... Can we talk about what the surgery was?
Yeah, got my cervix lasered.
Oh.
And now it looks sick.
Just because you wanted it to look sick or with anyone?
Yeah.
Cervix research.
It's like the new, you probably don't know about it. everyone, lip fillers, they're out. No, it was like from a pap smear. I just needed to get it zapped a bit.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay.
It's pristine now. That's the word my doctor used.
Wow.
He said you'd be hard pressed to find a better looking cervix in Melbourne.
That must feel good.
Does feel good. I mean, I haven't seen it. I can only go off what I've heard.
Oh, I mean, word of mouth.
Just read the reviews. Yeah. Just...
And when I said
reads
feel
like
good.
A five.
Okay. And
that's one of those sentences that is less impressive the more you think about it.
How dare you? I've got tough competition as well. You don't even you don't know Melbourne.
And do you remember what material you were doing when you woke up? How much of it were you doing?
It was just one joke. It was I have a bit about OCD mm-hmm. and how people say they have OCD, but they just like to line up their picture frames properly.
Yeah.
So I did that to her because it was medical.
Oh.
And it was, were you like doing it like as a bit or as a conversation? Like,
oh, I was like, oh, I have this bit. And then I just did, you know, where you're like, oh, I have this bit where I'm like, and then I just did it verbatim.
Just that one bit?
Yeah.
And how many nurses were there?
Just one.
Okay. Yeah.
Think true?
Yeah.
You are correct. Yes, it was true. Yeah. Point there for Jez.
She had a great time. I was really embarrassed about it, and I talked to my friend who's a nurse, and he's like, a lot of people wake up from anaesthetic and punch the nurse in the face.
Oh,
so
wow.
She would have been having a lovely time.
Were you strapped in? Were you tied down?
No.
Sometimes they tie you down because you...
Maybe they tie you down.
Because if you've got something in your nose to help you breathe, you try and pull it out.
Oh.
And so they tie your hands down so you can't pull it out. That's all.
No, well, I didn't need anything like that. The only thing I noticed was that I had paper underwear on and they were gone.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I mean, they were, you know, around, moving around down there. And I was like, this could be worse.
I think I like the idea of paper underwear on a daily basis.
No.
It's disposable.
No.
So long as it doesn't disappear.
Out the top of the pants at the end of the day.
So sorry.
At the end of that round, the scores are Lloyd, 0 points.
Woo-hoo.
Oliver, 3 points. Naomi, 4 points. In the lead still on 8 points is Geraldine Hickey.
Yes. Very good. good stuff.
All right, this is our final round. Ooh. It's called Who. In this round, I read out 10 questions about everyone in the room, not me. If you know who it is, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers.
Okay.
You can't buzz in for ones about yourself. You get a point if you get it right, a point off if you get it wrong. Only round you can lose points. So here we go.
You should answer all of them, Jess.
Here we go. Question one. Who here has had a weird experience with Kevin Hart?
Jezza.
Yes, Jezza.
Lloyd.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Jez.
What was that experience, pray tell?
Did he take away your paper underwear?
I did a TV thing for him, like a internet TV stand-up show. And afterwards, his manager in the bar was saying, oh, Kevin really enjoyed the show. And I was like, oh, that's very nice. And then I looked to my left and I noticed that Kevin Hart was stood next to me. And his manager talked about how Kevin had enjoyed my set for about five or six minutes, and I just kept looking at Kevin Hart. He didn't say a single word.
He didn't chime in at all.
He didn't say a single word. Like, he didn't even nod. Like,
oh, my God.
Did he acknowledge the fact this conversation was taking place?
He just stood next to me, like, impassive, just like that. And it was in the theatre bar, in, like, a mezzanine bar, so I was talking to his manager for, like, a few minutes before I even noticed. He's quite a short
man.
Yeah,
well, you would have been looking and he would have been...
Like, I didn't even notice he was there.
Oh, God.
Is that because the manager was making it up or because his manager does all the talking for him?
It's a lot of emotional labour to, like, talk to people, do you know what I mean?
I
commend him.
It was his show and the producer of the show itself was like... Yes, he's not going to do it today. So he didn't host the show even.
Oh.
But he was there.
Yeah, was there.
Did he just host it in post?
And he was just like, sometimes he hosts, it was like, yeah, sometimes he goes on and like hosts. Sometimes they had like a standby host. So he was just there. And there were people in the audience, he was wandering around and stuff. And so people in the audience were like losing their minds. Like, we're going to see him live. And they saw him live, but they didn't see him do any
comedy. Wow.
That's amazing. Once I did a gig and there was a well-known comedian there and he told me he really liked my set, but I'd gotten someone to record my set and I could see him talking the entire time.
Son of a bitch.
We'll find out after. Question two. Who here has stayed in the family home of the amazing Jonathan?
Ooh.
Naomi.
Jezza.
Yes,
oh,
Naomi.
Damn.
Oliver.
You are correct, yes, that is true.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds like something you'd do.
Right, yeah. Well, it was.
Is that a magician?
6 degrees of separation.
Yeah. A comedy magician.
A comedy magician. He would, staple things to people's head.
Put pencils into his face.
Yeah, his assistant, he'd like staple stuff to her head. He was actually genuinely good, and he's been going for years.
Yes.
But it was part of a Foxtel TV show thing I did, and I had to get to Will Arnett in 6 degrees of separation. Yeah, 6 degrees of separation. And he was one of the steps. Anyway, but I got to open for him in Vegas to like, he was in a 500 seat theater with like 70 people scattered. And so it was just no energy at all. It was a bad gig. I didn't do well.
It's his theater as well. He bought a theater.
Is that
Vegas.
Right? Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah.
The Harmon Theater, I think it's called. It's near the MGM.
Because he was huge in the 80s and 90s, especially in Australia. He'd come out all the time and be on TV.
Hey,
it's Saturday, And he was genuinely funny.
Well, and he said at the time when I went, so that was a long time, it was like 2009.
Yeah.
He still had 23 full-time employees on his books, including 2 full-time mechanics.
Wow.
Because he's got heaps of cars. But it's like, he goes, I'm not earning the money I used to, where you could just, earn so much per week. It was ridiculous. Yeah. He goes,
two mechanics.
Yeah. Two.
Did he get like a quote off either of them?
Yeah. Yeah, playing them off each other, see who can undercut the other. Yeah.
Question three. Who, as a kid, used to sleepwalk and once slept around the table only for their parents to pick them up while their legs kept on running?
Lloyd.
Yes, Lloyd.
Naomi.
You are correct. Yeah. Point there for Lloyd.
Just imagine poor Naomi.
Congratulations on your point.
Thank you.
Oh, first one of the session.
Do you still sleepwalk?
No.
I used to sleepwalk as a kid as well.
Yeah. We have so much in common.
I know.
I love the way you didn't even hear the answer and then just went straight into your story.
No, she said no.
I don't. I used to do it all the time. I used to like just walk. I think I probably look like that little girl from The Ring. I would just like stumble into my sister's room to just stand there.
Jesus. All right. Who here has a mug at their house that when you put hot water in it, an erotic photo of their ex appears.
Oh, what?
Oliver.
Yes, Oliver.
Is that Jez?
No, that's not Jez. It was Louis.
Ah!
Off Oliver.
Wow. Why?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was a gift.
Right.
From her?
From her.
After you broke it up or before?
No, no, we were together. Like,
a wait. Parting gift.
I thought you just happened to be dating the girl who did the modelling for the mug.
No, no, she got a mid. Like, right.
Oh, my God, dispose of the mug.
Well, I mean, I don't use the mug, but, like, it feels bad to just throw a mug
get
away.
Get rid of it.
You need to watch Tidying Up with Marie Kondo.
I feel like I can't donate it to, like, an op shop or something.
No.
Because then if someone...
You don't have to donate
it with
just
a hammer.
Just put it in the fucking bin.
You need to smash it.
Yeah, I'd smash it too. Then.
Oh, Oliver.
I did not mean it in that context, Naomi. Please.
But Lloyd told me this and said he's worried that your mum's going to come around and just make herself a cup of tea with the mug.
Yes, yeah. Like, get rid of it.
Yeah, I need to get rid of it. You're right.
I actually saw a mug like that in, like, an office I went to recently with, like, three women and, like, it just had, like, the underwear and it was that stuff that... And I was like, I kind of want to do it, but...
Yeah. Well, I kind of like the idea of keeping it just for guests, you know, because it's a nice little trick, you know, and they're like, what the...
Next question.
Nah.
Who here as a kid was scared of Beetlejuice even though they had never seen Beetlejuice?
Lloyd.
Yes, Lloyd.
Jez.
You are correct. Ooh. Another point there for Lloyd, yeah.
Kind of. I had convinced myself that in the back of the top shelf of my cupboard, there was a ghost there, and I called it Beetlejuice, even though I hadn't seen the movie. But it was very famous at the time. I just knew there was a ghost called Beetlejuice, and I went, well, that's what I'll name this ghost at the back of my cupboard.
Well, fear is born from ignorance, isn't it?
But the ghost was only limited to the confines of the... It wasn't like a normal ghost that can move around through walls.
No, it's just in the back corner of my cupboard.
Foxed by a cupboard.
Yeah, and then honestly, I would talk to it for a bit while I was supposed to be cleaning out the cupboard. Just be standing there going, hi, Beetlejuice. How are you?
It was in the closet. Are you projecting, Jez?
Maybe I was.
Maybe I was.
Maybe I was.
Thanks. That's my session over. I'll see you next week. Okay, next question. Who here once ate 48 oysters in one sitting?
Lloyd.
Yes, Lloyd.
Oliver.
You are correct. Another point there for Lloyd.
It was part of a... they do Oyster Frenzy like two or three times a year in Melbourne. And it's funny. I heard somebody did like... My mate actually did six that night.
Six.
Six dozen.
72.
And I thought, oh, this is just gross. And so it's like, but when you're there, it's like you pay 70 or 80 bucks, open bar for 3 hours and as many oysters. So you're drinking, they just become like potato chips after a while. You just chuck them down and then you go, I'll get another plate, chuck them down.
Were
it's gross.
You really horny at the end?
I was rock hard. But it is. I thought about just like that many oysters, like gas. It's pretty filthy.
Because you don't bite them or chew them. You just swallow them down. So they're just whole in your guts.
And I hate food en masse, like any kind of food en masse. Like if you look at a big 10-kilo vat of mayonnaise, that's like the worst thing ever.
Just imagine your stomach just like slosh around full of like slug organs.
It's like, because it's like gorbies. It's like a stomach full of gorbies.
I really like them though, but to describe them, you can't do it well.
I once had Christmas at a Chinese restaurant and they brought out these massive oysters. Like, and I was like, oh no, that's too big. And then my uncle just stuck a fork in it and just started stirring. And I was like, oh my God, man. I had to sit somewhere else.
Right, next question. Who, while camping, was convinced a plane was about to crash into the tent, so they woke up their partner because they thought they'd like to know they were about to die?
Naomi.
Yes, Naomi.
Lloyd?
No, that was Geraldine.
Oh, me. It was just
beautiful.
A garbage truck going past, but it was so loud that I could convince myself because it was like at first I thought, oh, there's a car coming down the road, and then I was like, oh, no, that's too loud. That's a truck. And then I was like, no, that's too loud for that. Huh. Well, the next obvious thing is like, oh, that's a jet plane that is, and clearly that's so close because it's about to crash. And then I went, well, I better wake up Kath to let her know. I just felt it was the nice thing to do let someone know that they're about to die.
I would rather not know.
Do you think it was it was going to be like an accidental crash or like a terrorist attack?
No, just accidental, like the plane had like was crash landing on our campsite.
Mm.
And so I wait. And then once I tried to wake her up, and she was like, and I went, oh, actually, that's just a garbage thing. Never mind. I honestly thought I was going to die.
Wait, and you just stayed lying there? Like, no, you didn't.
I went, oh, well, that's a plane. We're about to die. And I went, oh, okay. Well, things are good.
You came around pretty quick to the idea of
death. Yeah, I'm really quite accepting of death. I've got a good aura.
Your flight or fight is just flight.
Yeah.
Next question. Who had a dream that their partner had sex with their best friend and the partner's excuse was, don't worry, it was for a work thing?
Jezza.
Yes, Jezza.
Naomi.
Yes, you are correct, yes.
For a work thing.
Yeah. Oh, it's a work thing. It's fine. Oh. And I was like, it's fine. I was like, okay.
Got to climb that ladder.
Next question. Who once masturbated while driving from Melbourne to Adelaide?
Lloyd.
Yes, Lloyd.
Oliver.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean?
Okay, so
Sorry, can I just say for the listener, Lloyd only met Oliver moments ago, like about 10 minutes before this started. But so quickly.
So, the deal was, I was driving back from Adelaide and I was going to do the overnight drive and I was driving away, the sun was going down, I was like, that is gorgeous.
I'd eaten 48 oysters.
And I was like, and I was in my RAV4, four door, I believe, and it was, it was automatic, so I was just like, I am bored. All right, let's give this a go. And I was like, the whole time going, I don't know how this is going to end and where it's going to go, but we'll figure that out.
Oh, you didn't know where it was
going to
go.
Right. That's what I mean. It's like, where is this going to go?
Have a plan, man.
I like to live on the air. And I thought, because I've got the RAV4, I've got a bit more height than most cars. Not that much because they're not that big, but it's like, you know, if I saw a truck coming, I'd put it away, but...
No.
The whole time you just kept going.
For 8 hours.
What does automatic?
No, I'm kidding. No.
What do you mean automatic?
Oh, I didn't have to change gears or anything, you know. But it's
I was like, oh, he's saying he doesn't, like, he's got it on cruise control or something and it's like can drive without him.
Automatic, but I was still driving stick. But also, yeah. Anyway, I was doing it on the freeway. I wasn't doing it while I was indicating turning. I was doing it, a lot of driving. It was very, yeah.
Well, now I'm not impressed. Yeah.
I'll tell you who I feel sorry for, the hitchhiker. Yeah.
It's just funny how that's your go-to of like, oh, I've got a spare hand.
And I'm bored.
Yeah.
Listen to a podcast, man.
Yeah.
Well, they weren't around back then.
They weren't around, back then probably not. But it was, I went, man, I got a lot of time on my hands here. Let's just do it.
Put a dick
got
on
something
you
else on your hands.
Got a lot of, yeah.
And our last question for the game. Who once couldn't get to the stage when the MC introduced them because they'd got lost getting out of the dressing room and they locked themselves on the balcony?
Jez.
Yes, Jez.
Lloyd.
You are correct, Jez. Gotta be.
Oh, my God. Wait, so you'd locked yourself on the balcony?
It was a gig in a theatre in London and... The stage manager had come to the dressing room and taken the wrong comedian backstage. So it was supposed to be me.
Right.
But it had a relay in the dressing room. And so I was just like on my phone or something and I could hear the MC. And he's like, hey, please put your hands together. Welcome to stage, Lloyd Langford. And I was like, that's me. And I just kind of like burst out the dressing room and there were like four doors. And I was like, I went through the door. Yeah. And then I was on the balcony and I could see the gig happening. Like the MC was like looking. And he was like, he's like an old school professional guy. He was like, I don't know where Lloyd is. And I was like, I'm up here on the balcony. The audience all laughed, obviously. And I was like, I've never been to this theatre before. Can you like sit? And he was like, oh, we'll get. And then like a member of staff, she came up. She's like, I'm really sorry. Like I took the wrong guy down. And the other comic was just like sat backstage just laughing. And I had such a good gig because like the adrenaline was like.
Did you then tell that story on stage as well?
Yeah, of how it happened. All of them had seen me on the balcony. Like,
oh, that's too good.
The Rose Theatre in Kingston.
Oh, right. I'm up here.
At the end of the game, the scores are Oliver Clark on 2 points.
Oh.
Naomi Higgins on 4 points. Ooh. Lloyd Langford on 4 points.
Oh, you bounce back, you?
But in the lead on 11 points and winning the game is Geraldine Hickey.
Yes. Congrats.
Thanks, everyone.
everybody. Crushed it.
I studied.
Yeah. Because you win, Jez, you get to promote or plug whatever you want to plug first.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, it's comedy festival time. Please come and see my show. It's called Things Are Going Well on at the Imperial Hotel, 7:30 every night, except for Sundays, because that is the day of our Lord.
Very nice.
Lloyd, can people see you do gigs around? Or
yes, I'm doing a festival show as well.
Sweet.
Please come, because nobody in this country knows me.
You'll get the Don't You Know Who I Am bounce.
Love Lloyd Langman.
My show is called Lloyd Langford, Why the Big Face? And it is on at the Mantra on Russell Street.
Yeah, cool.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Awesome. Naomi, where can people see and find you?
Not at the festival, because I would kill myself. I have a pilot out on YouTube and iView called Why You Like This. Uh-huh. And I also have a podcast called Batch Bitch with fellow comedian Danielle Walker. Some people, I mean, we've touched on it, but, you know, pretty good reviews, whatever. I don't want to go on.
Number one? Yep.
Anyway, where can people find you?
Comedy Festival as well. I got a show called Going Up. It's it's at the Cooper's Inn, 9:45. And then after that, on the Thursday, Friday and Saturday, I'll then be going downstairs to host karaoke for a couple of hours.
Oh, fun.
So I'm doing, yeah, so it should be quite fun. But that's just on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Otherwise, I'm doing 12, by unpopular demand, 12 shows only.
Thank you. Listeners to this, if you're in Brisbane, March 16, I'm coming up there with the podcast and the world premiere of my new stand-up show, Josh Earl Talks. For tickets, go to joshearl.com.au. And Melbourne, same thing, comedy festival, just like all these guys at Josh Earl Talks at the Vic Hotel. Thank you so much for playing.
Beautiful. Thanks, Josh.
Until next time, see ya. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.